Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where business keeps booming every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, is the future of social media private? If you caught Facebook's annual conference, F8, you saw that on several occasions Mark Zuckerberg said the words, "The future of Facebook is private. The future of social media is private." And as the leader in social media and the company that controls not only Facebook, but Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, they really lead the narrative in a lot of ways. If things are shifting from public posts and news feeds to private groups and messages, if that's the direction we're going, what does that mean for your business and your marketing? What does that mean for advertising like Facebook ads that have proven to be a great way for lead acquisition up to this point? What does this mean about getting the attention of your audience? When I watched the highlights of the F8 conference and heard Mark Zuckerberg say these words, I knew we need to start planning for our businesses. We need to start planning for our marketing because things will change quickly. How do we do that? Well, that's what we discuss in today's lesson. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Just a quick tip before we get into today's topic, if social media is moving private, if you want to be in the know when it comes to technology and business and want to watch these company keynotes that often last 2.5 hours to 3 hours, whether it's Apple's keynotes, Facebook, Tesla, Google, these things can get really long-winded. I highly recommend you check out The Verge YouTube channel. They condense all these keynotes and all these conferences that can go up to 3 hours in like 10 or 15 minutes. They give you the highlights, they give you the most important parts. So recently, Facebook had their conference F8, and the talk was social media is moving private. Now, we know that Facebook's been under a lot of heat because of their privacy and leaking information and all that kind of stuff. So we understand that we're going to take this with a grain of salt that, you know, they want to focus on privacy, but they're actually making a conscious effort to move things to the private realm. Not because they think, that's the right move for their business. Well, it's because that's where the customers have gone because the trust has been lost. Not only trust lost in Facebook, but trust lost in social media in general. So conversations now are starting to be in smaller groups, whether they're in WhatsApp, whether they're DMs, whether it's in Messenger or in Facebook groups themselves. Facebook is seeing a trend that people are interacting with social on a public basis, posting publicly, messaging publicly, less and less than before. And the same goes with Instagram as well. And it's now moving to more of a private realm where people are meeting in groups and sharing things in groups rather than publicly on their profiles. The question is that what does that mean for your marketing? You know, most businesses, especially online businesses, use Facebook ads, which are ads that show up in the newsfeed, in the right column, to market their business. Facebook ads have become one of the best, you know, customer acquisition tools for many businesses online and offline for the last 5 or 6 years. If people are not going to be in the newsfeed and they're going private, people are not going to spend much time on the newsfeed anymore, then are these ads going to be any effective? First thing I want to say is that this change of moving more to private rooms and not publicly in newsfeeds This change, this public to private change, it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen, and it will happen quite quickly. And quickly, we're talking about the next few years, 2 to 3 years, where most people will be on private platforms or in private rooms. So what does that mean? That means it's a gold rush right now when it comes to Facebook ads. The price of Facebook ads, meaning cost per click, might go down, but the cost per acquisition is going to go up because there's going to be less people on to see that ad. So many astute large businesses that saw this keynote was like, okay, we got to triple down on Facebook ads the next year because we don't know how long this gravy train will last. The second thing I want to advise you is whatever you're doing to drive traffic with ads, you need to drive traffic so you can acquire this customer and capture their email address. You need to move them to your email marketing system. You need them on your email list. Having access to somebody's inbox is becoming more and more precious. It's like gold these days, and it's becoming more and more exclusive. Remember when email first started, we allowed anybody in our inbox. We gave our email out, and we couldn't wait to see if we got an email. Now, we are very selective. And email is so powerful because it converts so high when you can email market directly to the customer. So people, more than ever, I've been saying this for years now, but more than ever, it's important for you to grow your email list and get as many people on your list now that would be interested in your product or service. Because that customer acquisition model of running ads to a public site like Facebook, where people are on there all day, is just not going to be there for long. Yes, something new may come about, but you don't know what the cost will be. Right now, we know around how much this is going to cost. The other thing to note when it comes to social media going to private is that your public persona and your, let's say, vanity metrics when it comes to social media really have very little value come a few years from now. Facebook has already removed the like count on Instagram pictures. That means you can't see how many people have liked a photo if the photo's not yours. If you just look on a stream in a newsfeed, you just can't see how many likes. And your Butterbee friends account and follower count, like on Twitter, is going to follow soon. So this idea of like, I have 500,000 followers on Twitter is like seen as currency and a way to show that you're a professional or show that you have the stuff is no longer going to be available. Or at least that's where the trend is going. The importance of public perception on social is becoming less and less important. Now, even though, you know, Facebook ads in the main newsfeed may not be as effective, of course, these companies like Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, they need to make money and they're going to add ads to the private channels as well in the groups. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have opportunity to advertise, but you're going to have to advertise and market in a different way. You got to be very, very specific because you're going to be marketing to a specific group. It's going to be a lot more effective and it's probably going to be more costly because it'd be very targeted, but your marketing strategy is going to change. You're going to have to change the way you market, especially when it comes to ads. This is what happens in business when things grow and evolve. If you even look at Google and, you know, Google as a search engine, 5 years ago, if you were the number one ranking, you were pretty much on the top of the page. Maybe there would be an ad or two. Now, the first page ranking has tons of ads at the top. Sometimes you have to scroll a couple times to see the first actual ranking for number one. So being number one was a lot more effective in terms of SEO than it was before. It's still great to be number one, but the game has changed and you got to change with it. Now, I mentioned email earlier, and email is private. It's a private conversation. This is not a public forum. This is why it's so effective, and social media knows this, and that's why they want to create their own version of an inbox, of an email, while keeping things private in private messages and private groups. This is going to give email even more value. So if you had one goal when it comes to marketing this year, I would make that goal growing your email list as much as possible with targeted leads. It's only to get more expensive to acquire targeted emails, targeted leads in the future. So do now before everybody wises up.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships. The ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, an up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura's been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
To wrap up today's lesson, social media is going private, so you need to do the same. You need to acquire as many targeted leads and grow your email list. Things are going to shift slowly but surely, so you need to do it now. Society is preferring smaller groups, private conversations, and email is the most intimate of conversations when it comes to communicating online, at least when it comes to text. So it makes most sense if you want to get close to your customers and your customers close to you to start building your email list and start nurturing them with a great onboarding sequence, with a great value add when they join your newsletter, like an email course, like an automated series. Get them getting used to opening emails from you. Do it now and you'll reap the benefits a year or two from now. Trust me. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening. If you love what you hear, drop us an iTunes rating and review. Thank you so much for listening. We read every single review. Let us know what you love about the show, what your favorite takeaway is, your favorite episode. We'd love to hear from you. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. At the end of the day, business is all about building a great product or service that people want or need and finding those people that are most interested in it, introducing the product to them, delivering it with great service, and making sure they're happy. That's how you make money in business. In order to do this, you have to have conversations, whether they're in person, on the phone, or on email, but you have to have a one-on-one conversation at some point, even if it's automated, chat, whatever it is. Posting your status, posting your picture on the beach with your laptop, that's just not effective anymore. You need to have a conversation. People have really gotten smart and gotten used to social and have become numb to the noise. And when people get numb, the only thing that works is the basics of business. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. Until then, take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.